I'm developing a flow of the Spirit in this place. I'm developing within you as a body an anointing and a... I'm teaching you and training you how to recognize when I'm flowing and moving, and you'll find times in a service when I'll move not just through the preacher, but I'll begin to move through the crowd and through the congregation by my Spirit in such a way that man is not acknowledged for what he has, but I'm acknowledged for what I bring into the place. And you'll see that in this place, I've already laid a foundation, and I've been developing in you the ability to flow with me. So do not be afraid when my Spirit comes and moves among you. Do not wait upon the ministry of the man or woman from the pulpit, but just enter in and receive from the flow of my Spirit as I come. For I will bring healing and restoration and freedom. And there are some who've cried out for many years and have wondered, when will I be touched? When will this happen? And they've looked for a gift and for a move of my Spirit to come. They've waited for the laying on of hands. They've wanted many different things. I'm sending many of them to this place. And when they walk in the door, they'll be touched by my Spirit. They'll be touched by a move of grace. And it'll happen because you have learned how to flow with me. It will happen not because a minister is preaching or bringing the anointing, but because you as a congregation will bring that anointing into this place. I'm moving through my people. I'm bringing into this house a resident anointing. It's a time for you to be in church. It's a time for you to be in this place. For many have said, I can pray at home and I can seek the Lord in my own time and I can get into His presence. And yes, it's true. But I'm saying to you that I'm bringing a corporate anointing into this place. And I need the authority and the grace that I've put in the lives of my people to come together and allow a river to flow that will reach one another, yes, and from there will reach even the world.